There's a Magen Avraham in Siman Samach, and he talks about the bracha of Ava Rabba, the bracha of Birchas Kriyashma, and he brings, the Mishaburu doesn't bring this Magen Avraham into Sant, but the Magen Avraham says over there in Siman Samach, from the Sifri HaKabbalah, from the Sefer HaKavonis, from the Ksovim, that the Nusach HaBrach of Ava Rabba includes in it the mitzvahs of Zechira. We know there are a few mitzvahs. We're talking specifically here about Zechira Samalik. We're getting started, but Zechira Lefnei Asiyah. But the Ksovim say that you're supposed to have in mind, Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim, that there's a remez in the Nusach HaBrach of Ava Rabba on the Zechiras. Ubonu V'Charto is Matan Torah. V'Keirav Tonu is Zechiras Maimon Har Sinai. L'Shimcha HaGodol is Zechiras Amalek. Because Ein Shmoi Sholem Achi Yimoch Hashem Shal Amalek. Evil L'Moish Avloi, we're waiting for the Kisei to be Sholem. T'yodal Kase Ko, it's missing the Aleph. And the Yudkei Vavkei is missing the Vav Hei. That's the evil. We're waiting for the Aleph of Kisei to be Sholem and the Vav Hei of the Yudkei Vavkei. So by L'Shimcha HaGodol, you're supposed to have in mind about Zechiras HaMolech. Then L'Hoidos L'Cho is Apel Nivra Elo L'Hoidos V'Loi L'Dabra L'Oshin Horach HaShvashalem. That's to remember Zechiras Maisa Miriam. Zechartes Kol Mitzvos Hashem is Shabbos. The Chulei, the Magen Avraham brings that all the different Chalokim of the Berachas Ahava Rabba is going on the different Zechiras. But interesting that the Zechira L'Gabi HaMolech, the way that it's expressed, is L'Shimcha HaGodol. And then he asks Taka, it's a modern Zach, he says, how come, why wasn't there a special Takana? By Matan Torah, he says, we mention Shavuos, and he says, Maisa Miriam and Maisa Egel, we don't want to mention, it's Gnus and Shal Yisrael. And then he says, to be Ma'ayin in Siman Tafresh Pehei, where the Emes is Taka Machloikis, whether the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolech, whether it's a Doiraisa, or only a Durabonon, and if it's a Doiraisa, is it Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim, or is it once a year? You do it once a year, and then the Melech is Lois Sishkach, because Zikorin is once a year. But upon him, a kiyum of it every day is when we say L'Shimcha HaGodol. It's interesting, the Sfarim explain how a person is supposed to make a tikkun of the Yudke Vovke. All the Inyonim Gashmiim that we have a Yud and a Hey. Listen to the words. Achilo, Shtio, Lino, Shino. All have Yud and Hey. And all the Dvarim of Avoida and Kedusha, listen to these words, have Vov and Hey. Kedusha, Avoida, Torah, Tshuva. All those worlds have a Vav-Hei. It's two different worlds. But a person has to put them both together. We're not a Malach. We're an Adam that balances both Gashmius and Ruchnius. We have to make the tikkun of Shimcha HaGodol. That's what it means, Melchemes HaMolech. That our Achilah, Shtiyah, Lina, Shina, which all has Yud-Hei, is Mischaber with Kedusha, Avoida, Torah, Tshuva, which is the Vav-Hei. That's what it means, the union of HaMolech. But the Maisa we have, that Dafka before Purim, we taka have a mitzvah, maybe it's a deraisa, to say from the psukim. The emesis in Tanakh, it's mentioned four times the inyan of Amalek. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin brings Haloichi Safti Lachashilashim Vilei Ribeim as a remez that is supposed to be. The Gemara says that Esther was bikesh, that Megillah's Esther should become part of the Tanakh and become part of the part of Torah Shebiksav. The emesis four times Amalek is mentioned, and we lane and read and are kairi all four of them. Mamish in the week of Purim. By Parshas Zohar, we say from Parshas Kiseitze. Purim boy by Yoim, we lane by Yovei Amalek. Then we have the Haftorah of Parshas Zohar, is the story of Agag with Shmuel. And then we lane the Megillah. That says, oh, that's the four times. She lays with that's the four times of Amalek. All of them are Taka Bazunda now. I heard once a Taich. The emesis, if it's a mitzvah deraisa once a year, and then Mamela you remember, why doesn't the bar mitzvah bachar in Tammuz or Kislev when he becomes bar mitzvah should right away that day boy by yoy do kriyas amolek to be makayim, and then Mamela he'll remember it the rest of the year. I heard once a pshat. It says the Gemara says you only do melchemes amolek and mechias amolek when there's a melech. The Gemara says, but what's the type? We don't have a melech. The pshat is melech is a symbol of the achdus that he puts the arm together. Only right before Purim, at the time of Purim, when Klal Yisrael works on the Achdus, that's when it's Roy Umatim, that we taka have the Melchemes HaMolech. That's the Bechina that we have of Melech. Now the Maisa on Parshas Zohar itself, we lay in the Pesukim in Kiseitze. If you do it, it's the Magen Avraham, in Tofresh Behei, he brings that, Hu Adin Yoytza, the Deraisa, the Kiyam, by laying the Parshas of Ayovi HaMolech, which is the end of Beshalach. The Mishnebur brings this Magen Avraham, and he's Choylech. And the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you're only Yaitu with Parshas Kiseitze, because only in Parshas Kiseitze, it mentions the Melchama and to kill Amalek. In Vayobi Amalek, it mentions what he did to us, but it's not madgish the nekud of Mulchama. So it's a machloket apoiskim if you yaitu with Vayobi Amalek. It's a nafkemina. Noshim have a shayla if they're chayiv in the parsha mitzvah of Zohar. Some say maybe it's a zman groma, if it's once a year. Others say the chinuch brings that it's not chayiv noshim because it's a din in the Mulchama, and noshim are not benois Mulchama, and whoever's not shayiv to Mulchama is not shayiv to the Mechias Amalek. So I heard a chiddush nifla. Noshim amachmer. Klal Yisrael is noyig. They talked about it this year with the corona. It's harder. People are coming to shul. More people. Noshim that are going to come to shul on Purim and hear Vayavi Amalek when they hear Kriyas HaTorah. Not this year on Purim Shulish, but B'derech Klal, when you hear Vayavi Amalek, we'll get to that. When we have the Kriyas HaTorah Vayavi Amalek. Noshim avadu ki b'yaitu v'yavi Amalek. Harei hagi ba'atzmacha. The Morgan Avram says, you yaitza with Vayavi Amalek. Why does the Mishnah Berurah argue? He says, because it's a din in the Mulchama, and als Mulchama, the Mulchama is not mentioned in Vayavi Amalek. On the tzad that it's a din in Mulchama, Noshim ataka potter. Mislama the Chinuch is right. The tzad to say, Noshim achayiv, Noshim are not shayich to the Mulchama. No, the tzad is that the din of the Chiris Mechias Amalek is not Meshach Shaychi Gnoi with the Mulchama. If it's not, then there's no reason why you shouldn't be yaitza with Vayavi Amalek. So Noshim Mulchayim Amonavshach should be able to be yaitza with Vayavi Amalek. Now the Nakud of Amalek, this Sfarim explained that Amalek is Gematria 240, it's the same as Gematria Suffolk. It's also the same as Gematria as Rum in Hebrew. It's Gaiva, not in English, it's something else. But Amalek is Gematria Suffolk. Amalek represents the unknown. And on the other hand, it represents Gaiva of Rum. V'Rum Levavcha, V'Shochachto Es Hashem, Koichi V'Oitzim Yodi, is Mekarer the Emuna. That's the Nakud of Amalek, and that's in the Shurish of Amalek is already in the Nochosh. Ha Nochosh Hishi Ani Va'oichel. What's the word Hishi Ani? Yesh Va'ayin. He created the Nochosh made a suffix in the Shurish of the Amunah of Yesh and Ayin, of Bechlal. Hayesh Hashem Mekrebeinu Am Ayin. Fascinating. He makes a suffix in that. Amalek and Matri is suffix. Of the MSCs, this I heard a word from Reb Osher and Meduchsech it's Lashitosa. Somewhere in the Ketaych, he says like this. It says in the Megillah, Hamelech, and there's a way to read the Megillah that Hamelech means Achashverosh Taka. And there's a tzugah in reading the Megillah and understanding that when it says Hamelech, it really means the Bashef, it really means the Melech Malchimloch. And Azoy, there's a tzugah that it's Tzvei Dinim. There's Achashverosh Taka Mahalach. And there's Melech Malchimloch and Makadosh Baruch. But if you do a lot of times when in the Sugya, when the Briskarov says Tzvei Dinim, Rabosh, a lot of times, he says, Efshus is Ain't. So here also he says the same word. It's not that there's two dinim. There's Hamelech Zuach Hashverish and Hamelech Zuach Kodesh Baruch Hu. Alf is the Bashefer. It's Takik of Shutai. Ein Oid Mulvadai. You know, people have this attitude. There's the real world with all the Dvorim, Gashmim, politics, sushi, ice cream, Echveis, all the Gashmis, Achashverish. And then there's the, you know, the... It's the ruchnius. It's not that it's two different things. It's taka one thing. A lot of bochum say they're going to go into the real world. Yeah, you go into the real world. Everyone goes to the real world. You go to the oilam ha'emes. You go to the real world. Eventually, you go to the real world. The emes is real. You take the word Yisroel. You take the word Yisroel. A cloud Yisroel. You have to. We spoke about Yisroel the other week. We broke up the word a different way, but. Cloud Yisrael, everything you do has to be with an esh, with a fire, not korcha baderech, not with a fire. If you take out the esh from Yisrael, what are you left with? Resh yud lamed, real. Gematria Amalek, 240. You take out the esh. Yeah, the real. Rest behind the real. You take out the esh from Yisrael, that's what you're left with. That's you left with. You take out the esh, you're left with korcha, you're left with Amalek. Resh yud lamed, gematria Amalek. Dalar is also gematria Amalek, but that's for a different time. Yet, the Ezer Hashem, we're mukbal in Zman, so, and there's a lot of different sugyas, we're going to move on to the sugya of Mikra Megillah. That means if you do, the Bahag says that Mikra Megillah, the Gemara says first, Echad Anoshim ve'Echad Noshim Achayiv, but Tosfos brings from the Bahag, Noshim are only Chayiv in Shmiya. Anoshim, men are Chayiv even in Kriya. And if you're talking that that's the pshat, why the Bahag also says that a woman can't be moitzi a man, l'chayra, the taich is, Because it's a different gather of a chiyav. A man is chayiv also in kriya. A woman is only chayiv in shmiya. What's the taich? Noshim achayiv, atay noy bois anes. What's the taich? They should only be chayiv in shmiya. Har beyesh lodin bazeh. Aval in yaneinu. To be mechaber the nekuda. Maybe the inyan of kriyas megillah, there's one inyan of pirsam hanes, v'shmoya the story, and that about the noshim achayiv. Efter the ander din, that men are chayiv, the din kriya, is the din kriya of amalek. Like we mentioned before, that there's a din of kriya of amalek, which maybe only men are chayiv. It's a din of the milchama. And we mentioned that we lay all four halakim of the Tanakh that are mentioned in Amalek. Vayovi Amalek, Kiseitse, the Haftorah, and then the Megillah. Can't find the Kriyas Megillah, then the Mikra is Amalek, then maybe that's why Menachai. Others say a different Nusach, it's a Hallel Dikadin, and only Menachai in that, or it's a Kriyas HaTorah Dikadin, Bechlal. Over Akoponim, the Taishan of Ha'ak, Taishan brings Matal from the Bahag, women are Chayiv only in Shmia, men are Chayiv in Kriya. After we're being Matziah, that maybe the Din Kriya is a Amalek Tikadin. If you do it, it's right in the Achronim that the Din Kriya is tak only by day, not by night. Lefiza taka, maybe a woman could be Matziah a man by the Mikra Megillah of the night. If by night, maybe everyone's only Chayiv in Shmiyah, the Tesef is Din of Kriya, Kenzai is only by day, Donu Bazeha Achronim. But we know this taka two Zmanim of the Chiyiv Kriya. We'll taka start, the Gemara says in Megillah, the Omar Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Chayiv Adam Likreis Es Megillah Balayla V'Lishnoisa Bayoyim V'Tzveitim All By Day. The Gemara brings a Havamina. Gemara Navdalit Sover Minei the B'nei HaYeshiva had a Havamina when it says this memory of Rabbi Shulman Levi Likreis Es Megillah Balayla V'Lishnoisa Bayoyim Sover Minei the Havamina was Likreis Balayla that at night is a din of Mikra Megillah and Lishnoisa means Mishnais to learn Masechta Megillah. That's what they thought. Until they were mechavis to them, no, it's l'shnoisa atzveitemo. That is a din to lay Megillah twice. But the havmin of the B'nai Yeshiva was that at night we do Mikra Megillah, by day we do Mishnayis Megillah. A pella. Frek the Turiyev and frek the Rishash, frek the Nasach HaKroinim. How could the B'nai Yeshiva have a havamina that at day there's no din Mikra Megillah, they didn't learn Mishnayis Megillah? If they learn the Mishnayis, the Mishnah says, kol hayoyin kosher the Mikra Megillah. It's a Mishnah. They learned the Mishnah. They learned the Mishnah. Lishitasam. The Mishnah says, Chayiv Adam. The Mishnah says, Kol Hayoyim Kashal Mikra Megillah. I saw the Chochmah Shloimeh of Shlomo Kluge. He wants to say that maybe the B'nai Yeshiva thought that Taka the Din is Mikra by night and Mishnah is by day. The Mishnah that says, Kol Hayoyim Kashal Mikra Megillah is for someone that didn't learn the Mishnah. It's someone that didn't learn by night. If he didn't learn by night, then there's a Din to learn by day. It's a Tashlumen. It's a Pella. Why didn't the Mishnah say Kol Hayoyim Kosher L'Mishnayis Megillah? Why didn't it say Kol Halayla Kosher L'Mikra Megillah? That's anyways a kasher. The Rishonim asked about Lazen. The Mishnah says Kol Halayla Kosher L'Ksir Saimer and the various things that are noig by Laila Chalav and Beivarim. Let it say Mikra Megillah. It only mentions Kriyas Megillah and only mentions the day one. What's more, Frek the Rishash, a fascinating kasher. The Mishnah says in the Megillah over there that the Emes any mitzvah that's noig by day, the Emes lechatchila you could start from Alois Hashachar. Of a lechatchila they said you should only start from Netzach Hamam. Because we don't know exactly when the Zmanim are, and the person might start too early, so as a gether, we don't start until next. Frekzach HaShayla, if the din of Kol Hayoyim Kosher L'Mikra Megillah is be'etzem he's supposed to learn Mishnah, the whole din of Kol Hayoyim Kosher L'Mikra Megillah, so someone didn't lane at night, why can't he lane by Alois? Memodashach, you worried it's still night, so love in the Kriya from Laila, which is what he's supposed to do. If it's day, so it's a new bear, it's a berry of Nehatzma, it's not Yoyim and it's not Laila. If be'etzem the din of Kriya is by Laila, and the only din of Kriya Bayoyim is when you didn't lane by night. Why shouldn't you lane by Alois? It's Taka Shaila. You know, if someone is laning, there are Paiskin that say that the Kriya of Laila B'dievet could be even till Nates. And there are Paiskin that the Kriya of Yoyim could B'dievet be from Alois. So could you have a Valkyrie lane from Alois till Nates and be Moitzi two different people at the same time? One person who wants to be Yoitza, he hasn't laned yet the Kriya of Laila, and at the same time be Moitzi someone else to do the Kriya of Yoyim. Right, I don't want to go now into the shaila of if a person is in a suffik mukif where there's a chumra to lane on yadalat and tesvav, if he can lane the megillah 15 minutes after shkia at the end of yadalat and lane it for someone who still wants the chafarai in a late kriya di yumama of yadalat and someone else at the same time wants to be yaisa a kriyas laila of tesvav. That's another shaila. But akuponim lagabi awanidn over here. What?
Shmiya for person wants the land for two people in between
eight and that's bad. Yeah, okay, you could put that into the husband. Yeah, yeah. Lamaisa, the Rishonim ask Amar the Kakasha. I mentioned the Kasha. Let's put the Kasha down because Darshan Zayin. The Mishnah says, Kol Hayayin Kasha L'Mikra Megillah, among many other things. It's a Mishnah, Megillah. And then it says a list of all the other mitzvahs that Amar the Kol Hayayin. And then it says, that same Mishnah, that's Kol Halay L'Kasha L'Ksir Sa'aymer, L'Hak T'Chalav M'Veivor. Why doesn't it say, Kol Halay L'Kasha L'Mikra Megillah? Amar Rishonim Levi, Chai Vodam L'Mikra Sesa Megillah, B'Layla, L'Shonayin. So there's a din of Mikra Megillah by night and by day. The Mishnah only mentions the one of the day. The Rishonim ask the Kasha, the Morcha, the Tais Rosh, the Ramban. They say that the Ikr bin, the Ikr Kri is Biyoin. The Ikr Mitzvah is Biyoin. The Ikr is Biyoin. The Tori Evan takes this a step further, the Shagas Aryeh, says the Chiddush. He says that we know that the Chiyuvim of Mikra Megillah and the other Mitzvah Sayoin is not Stamad the Rabbonon. It's Divrei Kabbalah. That's a higher Dark. It's not a Doraisa, but it's a higher Dark than a Rabbonon. It's Midivrei Kabbalah. Says the Tori Evan. Only the Kriya of Yoin is Divrei Kabbalah. The Kriya of Laila is only the Rabbonim. And so he's up to Tori Evan. So the Mishnah is more madgish, the Kriya of Yoim. The Kriya of Yoim is talking Divrei Kabbalah. Then we say there's a much bigger Chiddush in the Tshuvas Ben Yitzchak, and he said, Ben Yishlaim, sorry, he says, Amar the Chiddush. He says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he's an Amoira. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was Mechadish a Kriya of Laila. In the times of the Mishnayis, there was no Kriya of Laila. It's not like the Mishnayim, a very big Chiddush. The reason the Mishnah doesn't mention the Kriya of Laila, it's because there was no Kriya Balayla in the times of the Mishnah, in the times of the Tanoim. It's Rabbi Shua ben Levi, mitkufas ha'amiron ve'elach. Amr, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, chayv adon lukas balayla. In the Zman ha-Mishnah, in the Zman ha-Mishnah, was taka only Kriya Be'yoin. There was no Kriya Balayla. Zant, the Turi Evin. There's a few chedushim. First of all, he says this yisoid, that the kriya of yoin is midivrei kabbalah. The kriya of laila is only at the rabbanon. Grada, the Turei Evan learns the reason why an isha can't be moitzi an ish, not like the bahag. He says a different shot. He says an isha can't be moitzi an ish because an ish is only chayv at the rabbanon, and an ish is chayv midivrei kabbalah. Let's see that at night a woman could be moitzi a man, different husband than what we said before, because. They're both on the darg of the Rabbanon. And this is Negeya, Ki Yedua, Legavi Purim Shulish. When, because of Gezeira the Rabba, that we don't lay the Megillah on Tesvav when it's Chal B'Shabbos. And therefore, we do the Kriyas Megillah on Yudalit. We'll separately work out exactly what you're supposed to do on Yudalit, on Tesvav, on Tezayin, what you're supposed to do on. There's different parts that are Purim Shulish. But the. It comes out according to Turi Evan. It's taka chilik a mukaf with a prozi. Even though they're both leaning on Yadalit, the prozi is chayiv midivrei kabbalah. A mukaf is not chayiv midivrei kabbalah because they were oifer his mitzvah. Like they took away shayfer, they took away lulav, they took away megillah. Oif. Now there's another zach. They gave him the rabbanon the kedin. Say it. So a mukaf can't be moiti a prozi by day because the prozi is chayiv midivrei kabbalah. The mukif is only chayiv mit the rabbana. Abu Lakuli Alma was stressing that the chiyav of yoyim, the kriya of yoyim, is taka starker. Lamasha, let's say someone, whatever reason, else an oynis knows he's not going to be able to do megillah by both. Soldiers have sometimes these shilas if they're not able to. Well, whatever the reason is, a person knows that he's going to have it tzayruch tziv or something. He's not going to be, able, but he can arrange in advance. He'll either be able to have the kriya of laila or kriya of yoyim. Which one is more kedai? Is reason makdim and chaparai the laila, or kedai to work out that you should get the kriya of yoyim? There's another shaila that if taka you know not this year but on a regular year, if you know that on the yoyim of the prozi you're not going to be able to do both kriyas, are you mechuyev or should you be mistadl to become a mukaf to be able to be mekayim all the mitzvahs and become a mukaf ben yoyim? Is there an inyan you should do that? Well, no, you're a prozi and that will work out for you. Another nechuda that's negeya. The Gemara says, as I state in the Gemara, Sudas Purim, Sha'osa Balayla, Lo Yatza. Only by Yoyim. Yimei Mishta V'Simcha Ksiv. And the Emes Turi Evan asks, what do you mean Yimei Mishta V'Simcha? Purim is also the Hesbid of the time. It's only by day, not by night. Purim, according to some Shittas the Yerushalmi brings, has an Issa Malacha. Only by day, not by night. So he says, it's a Bezunderudin only in the Suda. Only the Suda has a din not Balayla, because he makes it through. So, ach, Leil Yom Tov is Nismai. But like about like the other things, it's Bein Biyom, Bein Balayla. Talpimad Varmur, it's very interesting that the Torah even makes the Cheshbon like this. There's a Mishnah, you have to have it's a Cheshbon. The Mishnah says, if a person was writing a Megillah, and as he's writing it, the way the Gemara explains, he's writing a Megillah, but he's looking into another Megillah as he's writing, and he's saying word for word the Megillah, right? He's not reading the Megillah that he's writing as he's writing now. He's looking into a different Megillah, and word for word he's saying Megillah as he's writing, but he's not being Mechavan, he's doing it because he wants to write. The Mishnah handles is if he's Mechavan to be Yotze, he's Yotze, if not that. That's a famous Mishnah. Again, Hayekoisev is a Megillah, Imkiv and Levi Yotze. Frek the Yerushalmi. Afanart on the Mishnah, in the Yerushalmi Megillah. Koisev is a Megillah. Isser Malacha. It's Isser Malacha. Zay Frek the Yerushalmi. Osser the Malacha. How could a person be having a case for Yerushalmi is a Megillah? Zay Frek the Yerushalmi. We don't pass like that, but the Yerushalmi passes that there's Isser Malacha. That's a Mishnah of Yom Tov. Isser Malacha. Frek the Yerushalmi. So how is there a case of Yekaisev Esa Megillah, Esa Malacha. The Moshe Latour, he speaks out, he says, maybe it was the Kriya of the night. Maybe the Mishnah is going in the Kriya of the night. So the Torah advice says that the Esa Malacha is even by night. That's his point. He says, maybe there's no Suda by night, or you're not Yotze Suda by night. He says, but don't tell me. He says, don't try to tell me that maybe the Esa Malacha is only by day. Avada is Esa Malacha by night also, because the Yerushalmi asks, Yekaisev Esa Megillah, how is it shy? We'll soon see what the Yerushalmi answers. But the Yerushalmi doesn't answer, it's the Megillah of night. Because the Issa Malacha, if there is Bein Biyom Bein Balayla. Parenthetically, in Purim Shulish, the Issa Malacha is on Shabbos, for the record. No, that's a, no, no, not on Friday. Issa Malacha is on Shabbos.
Well,
Zokt the Yerushalmi, Hach of Amaya Skina on a Purim Shulish, that the case that he's writing the Megillah is it was a Purim Sholosh, and it's in Yerushalayim, and the Malach is on Shabbos, and that's how he's writing the Megillah. I thought he talked to Yerushalayim. Two control. Again, the Mishnah says, oh, you Yerushalayim is a Megillah, and he wants to be Yotze. How is it Shabbos? That the Issa Malach? Frek the Torah, and Zetzerayim Balayla. Vice Yotze is Issa Malach Balayla also. What does Yerushalayim answer? That it was on a Friday of Yudalid with a Purim Sholosh. Frek the Mesa Chachma. Why didn't the Yerushalmi answer that we're talking about in the Kfarim? We know the little villages, the Kfarim, laying on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, going back to the previous Monday or Thursday. There's a Zadin, the Mishnah Megillah, that the Kfarim laying on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Mistama, when is the Isra Malacha in the Kfarim? Mistama on Yud Aleph. But they have Isra Malacha totally in the Megillah, no? So why didn't the Yerushalmi just say that the case of Yekaisev Esa Megillah was in a kfar when they're laying on Yerushalmi? Azoy frek the Meshech Chochma. Zok the Meshech Chochma Chiddush. He said, we know the Gemara says in Megillah, Megillah Shaloi Bizmano Boi Yasorah. Megillah Shaloi Bizmano needs a minion. It doesn't have to be 10 men, it can be women, but it needs 10. You need to do Barabbin. Megillah Shaloi Bizmano needs to be Basorah. So Gemara, Zok there, Kfarim, Yerushalmi Yudbeis Yudgimel, you can't assign that the case of the Mishnah is a Yekosev Issa Megillah. That by himself he's writing a Megillah. On Yud Aleph Yud Beis Gimel, you need a minion. You need a rabbi. That's why the Yerushalmi couldn't answer. The Yerushalmi couldn't answer that Yekosev Issa Megillah is by in a kfar. Because the Mishnah is mashmit one guy by himself. Yud Aleph Yud Beis Gimel, Shaloi Bizmana. What did the Yerushalmi answer? That it was Purim Sholosh. This is a very big chiddush, this Meshech Chochma. Minhag Yerushalayim is to be machmir. That they say Megillah of Purim Shulish is called Shaloi Bizman. And it needs a sar. Meshech Chochma stayed nishtav. He doesn't speak it out. That's what he's saying. He's saying that the Yerushalmi is talking about Purim Shulish, that there's no Issa Malacha. Yeah. On the Etzem Shtel though of the Turi Eben, that the Turi Eben asks, why the Suda is not Balayla? The Torah Evan speaks out, he says, Fakert. Suda's Purim with Mamshich, the Laila, beyond. The Suda goes even weiter, beyond. I heard once a pshat from Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz. He says, why by Sudas Purim? In all things of Yiddishkeit, we start at night and it ends. When it's over. Why does Purim continue weiter? So there's a famous story of Rebbeinu Naivishitz. He had a debate once with the Christians. And he said, by them, on their Chagah, they have a Chagah, they start in the middle of the night. Which is interesting. By the Goyim, the Derech Klal, the things, they're in Yonah, don't start at night. He said, yeah, because that Chagah happens to be, the Miyasid from their Chagah is given Ayid. So he goes on the Yiddish Testament. And I was like, Purim is Fakir, who is the cause of all of it? Haman. So we go on the Goyishitzweg and we go. He said, that's why they by their Chagah, since it was a Yid, start at night. And we continue beyond, even the next night, is because this Chagah was from Haman. Which is a very big Chiddush. Because L'chayrit, there's a lot of Rayas. We'll say B'Katsara, Haman was a Yid. Haman was an Ebed Kenayni of Mordechai. Ebed Kenayni has a din of a Yid. Haman, I heard once a pshat, the Pasuk says, Mordechai says, Ki higit lehem asher hu Yehudi. Yeah, Haman aleng. And I heard once a pshat, it says, Hamina eitza ze achaltem. Haman min atoira minayin. Hamina eitza ze achaltem. Right? That the Chava gives to Adam, if I'm going to die, I'll give you also. Haman wants to kill all the Yidden. He didn't want to kill the Avodim. The Eved Kananis. He wasn't planning to kill the Avodim Kananim of the Yidden. Avadi was. It says, Nosha machayiv, afei noi boisenes. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, it means they caused the nes, or they were nichlal in the gzeir. Avodim are also chayiv. Why are Avodim chayiv? Eved Kananim. He was going to kill the Eved Kananis of the Yid. I saw Maritha Gazach, there's a diak nifla. Esther makes two sudas. In the Esther suda, she says, Asher Asisi Loi. And then later she switches to Asher Es Elohim. The Esther suda was Yom Tif. Sefer suda was very Cholomoid. I don't know if they kept Sefer the Yoma in Shushan. Mamish right before second base, I forgot what the Chizbainas were there. But on the first day Yom Tif, she was fasting. It wasn't time to test. It was Pesach. The Nes of Purim happened on Pesach, right? So the Erste Tov, she's not allowed to cook for herself. She's fasting, and Achashverosh is she was for Haman. Haman is Jewish. For Haman, she keeps Eichel Nefesh for Nebuchadnezzar. The second is already Chol HaMoed. It's Esel Lehem. But the first time is the Pshat is it's for Haman's second. There was a special takana by Purim. The Ramban Betzim asks, very interesting, Lashon of the Ramban in Megillah. He quotes the Pasuk in Megillah, it's very interesting, but it's in the Sefer Megillah, the Ramban. Maro al kocha umohi giya alehem lasois hevdel ben prozim lemukofim. What's the Indian that Chazal separately were misakin that the tzura of this Yom Tif, the Megillah and the Mitzvah Sayoyim, should be separate for mukofim and for Prozim. This is a Musa de Gedeher. You want to express Achtos? Achtos is dafka when nisht alatun is elbezach. Is it tun alat is elbezach? No. We talk to do it differently. It still be Achtos. That means the Pasuk says, Divrei Sholoim ve'emes. The Meshach Chokmah says, Meredik is the Gemara says in Yivomis that there's a problem of Loises Goydadu. Loises Goydadu could be one of two reasons. Because it's nearer Kishtei Toiris, or because it can come to Machloikis. It's all Sugin Yivomis. Over here, it's not going to be. Divrei Shalom ve'emes. Shalom ve'nitzayin ken machloikis. Emes ve'nitzayin ken nirikish tei tayers. You have to know why not. But that, kach tiknu. That there should be a separate tkufa, a separate oifin of a takona for the mukafin. Now the emes says mukafin was tully because of Shushan, but they wanted to say that it's tully in the mukafin mimois Yeshua ben-Nun. There's a big machloikis v'shoinim. Toises, Ramban. We know that an ear needs to have a sarabatlonim. Does a mukif have to have a sarabatlonim? The Moshul Yerushalayim is a mukif. But Yerushalayim is a mukif means the walls, the outer stock, the city with the walls. Why even all the way, Meshorim, I don't know, this vite, it's all din of a mukif. Because there's a din of samach v'nir, and the continuation of the Erev, it's all one big retzef, but it starts because of the mukif. But the shaila is, does a mukaf need asara batlonim? Lamashal, before 1967, there weren't asara batlonim in Yerushalayim. There were asara batlonim in the Samach Venir. But there weren't asara batlonim. There was no yidden from 48 to 67. For those 19 years, there was no asara batlonim in Yerushalayim. If the din of mukaf needs asara batlonim, and asara batlonim, yeah, that's the shaila. The asara batlonim could be in the Samach Venir. Or the asara batlonim has to be in the mukaf alein. Another shaila. There's a lot of other cities that are mukaf. It's not after Yerushalayim. Lod, there's a whole sugya. Another city that there's a whole sugya, Bnei Brak. There's a city, Bnei Brak. It's next to Yafoi. Yafoi is a Suffolk mukaf. So it's a machlokes chazanish and the bir halacha. What's the din? Is there a din of Samach Venire of a Suffolk Mukif? Bnei Brak is a Samach Venire to a Suffolk Mukif. There are those that are Machmir Taka in Bnei Brak, Chazon Nishnakis, that are Taka Machmir both. When you Machmir both, you have to always know what the Iker is. Aber, there's a Shaila. What's the din of Samach Venire to a Suffolk Mukif? Also, Beit Shemesh, right? Beit Shemesh is Samach Venire to Yarmush, right? Yarmush, Suffolk Mukif. There's a place, Mitzvah Yerichai, interesting. Yerichai is Mukif Mimais Yeshua Benun. Yeshua came, and I don't know. There's a Asara Batlonim there. Anyone knows what they do? What's the din in there's a Peladik in Minchas Chinuch. In Mitzvah Shin Samach Beis, this is a Mitzvah in the din of Shiluach Machanos. We know that cities that are walled surrounded, not only Yerushalayim, have Kedusha, Lagabi Mitzoyer, Lagabi other Inyonim. Not only Yerushalayim, all cities that are Mukif. The Moshe, a fascinating idea, people don't realize. Machlokes Rishonim. And Meiser Sheni could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Not in any Mukif, only in Yerushalayim. Kochim Kalim, according to some Rishonim, could be eaten in any Mukif. It's driving on a gate because it's Psul Yaitz. Meister Sheni wouldn't have had a Psul Yaitz. Yeah, but Meister Sheni Takan is Yerushalayim. That's Azoyitz. Meister Sheni is Nechel in Yerushalayim. Kochim Kalim, it's some Rishonim, the Rashi is Nechel in a Mukif. And in Grad, it can only be Yerushalayim because the Bosser is Nifsa. But the Etzim, it's not a Din Yerushalayim, it's Din of Mukif. Now, in the Din of Mukif, the Gabi Kedusha of Mukif, there's a Sugyan Sochim where the Gagin Va'aliyos Niskachu or Gagin Va'aliyos Loy Niskachu. There's a tzad that the Gagin don't have the Kedusha of Mukif. Look, Gabi, could you eat my Sasheni on the Gagin, the Kachim? The Minchas Chinuch brings the pillar. He declares, Yesh Lestapek, if Gagin Va'aliyos Niskachu, Le'in Yin Mikra Megillah. What does he mean? That you're not allowed to, that you don't lay the Megillah on Tesvav on the roof of Eish HaTorah? In Harnof you're laying on Tesvav, because it's Samach Venira. The Gag is Samach Venira. How can he declare that maybe the Gag doesn't have a din of Mukif? What would it mean that the Gag doesn't have a din of Mukif? Even if it doesn't have a din of Mukif. But it's Samach to the Mukif. It's nearer to the Mukif. I try every year Purim a Nayateris to this Kasha. What would it mean? That the Gagin don't have a din of... Someone told me if the Asara Batlonim is on the Gag. If you hold it, the Asara Batlonim have to be in the Mukif itself. What would it be if the Asara Batlonim are on the Gag? Yeah, again, each one of these are big sugyas. Let's talk just a few minutes on the Kfarim. The Kfar. The Kfar, the Bnei Kfar lane on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, to the previous Monday or Thursday, you work out the cheshbon of the days that they go back. Megillah Nikras, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav. Right? It doesn't say which Chodesh. It doesn't say which Chodesh in the Mishnah. But we know which Chodesh it is, because you don't lay on all 5 days. It's Yud Aleph, other Yud Beis, other Yud Gimel, other Yud Aleph, other Tezvav. The first time. Other. Where do the Kfarim lay, the Bnei HaKfar? It's a Bachloikis Mishoinim. Tosfos brings in Yevamos, Reb Chaim HaKohen, that in the Kfar, one of the Bnei Kfar knew how to lay, and he would lay in the Kfar. The Rosh says, no, a Ben Kfar would not be the Balkoire, but he would lay for them in the ear. And that already opens up a Shiloh. Tosfos asks us, let's just go to you. Of a Rashi and Yevamos, and where are the Gazach? Rashi's Mavur, that the Bnei Kfar didn't know how to read. A Ben Ear would lane for them. A Ben Ear would lane for them on Monday. Yud Aleph, Monday. Yiral, Yibes, and Gimel. A Ben-Ir is laying for them. How could a Ben-Ir, laying for the Bnei Kfar? It's in the first Yerushalmi. A Ben-Ir is not allowed to lay for a Ben-Krach. A Ben-Ir can't lay for a Ben-Krach. A Prozi can't lay for a Mukif. So why could a Ben-Ir lay for a... You know, the Aruch HaNer says in Yevamos, he says, you know why a Ben-Ir can't lay for a Ben-Krach? Because it's Ois Purim. So in Ois Purim, he says a Ben-Krach could lay for a Ben-Ir. The Ben-Ir can't lay for the Ben-Krach because it's already Tezvav, Shana Riba Purim Fin. But when it's not Ois Purim yet. Rav Osho says, when in the Sukkos in Yevamos, he says the Taich is different. He says, a Ben-Ir and a Ben-Krach can't lay for each other. It's a separate Takana. Maro, Al-Kacha, Ma'igi, Aleim, two separate Takanas. Ben-Ir, Ben-Krach. Over Kfar is not a different din. It's a sifkotan of an ear. That's the Adrab, you have to know if a Ben Krach could lay for a Kfar. But the Torah says it's a Drei. Of course he could. Pruz Ben Yoy may have a Pruz. On your Aleph, regardless of what your plans are, you can potentially be a Ben Ir. It doesn't make a difference where you live all year. Wherever you're going to be on your Dalet, there's going to be Kaveh for you. And it doesn't make a difference what your plans are right now. On your Aleph, you are allowed to lay for a on Yud Aleph Adar. Let's assume Taka the longest is only a Ben Ir could lay for a Kfar. A Ben Krach can't lay for a Ben Kfar. But on Yud Aleph, anyone potentially could be a Ben Ir. It doesn't make this where you live all year. It depends. Prus Ben Yom, you have a Prus. On Yud Aleph, you potentially could be. What happens if you end up not being? That's an interesting Shiloh. What happens if this Lomdus is true? What happens if you lay for a Kfar on Yud Aleph? And in the end, you turn yourself into a Mukuf. That's a problem. That's kimat like the famous Shiloh of Purim Mishulish, which mitzvah lahachra is the famous Shiloh was mahandled. They say it's interesting Shiloh from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. They say over the Shiloh that Be'etzim in the Purim Mishulish, when we're landing on Friday, Be'etzim the Bnei Krach are not really chayiv on Friday. Be'etzim the chayiv on Shabbos. Now Shabbos they took away the Megillah, and they put it on Friday. So what if the Valkyrie who landed on Friday dies Friday night? It comes out, I'm afraid you weren't the Yotze, because he never got his chiyuv. You heard a Kriyas Megillah from someone who didn't become a Bar Chiyuvah in the Shiloh. That's what he handles there. That's a similar kind of Shiloh here. If you learn that only a Ben Ir could lay for a Kvar, what would be Lagabi the Ben Krah? There's another Shiloh, interesting. This, I saw the Chayim handle it. It's not Aluch Lamaisa, but interesting. A Bachar that becomes Bar Mitzvah on Purim Mishulish, and his Bar Mitzvah is on Shabbos. He becomes Bar Mitzvah on Tezvav. His Bar Mitzvah is Tezvav. So there's a tzad to say, it's not Halacha Maisa, but there's a tzad. It's a red door for Nakuda. Why do we lay on Shabbos? Gezeira. Shema. You have Ren Arbams. You do it, the Rishonim asked. Tyson the Gilo, the Rishonim. There is a lot of Rishonim asked. How come Bris Milah is B'Shabbos? Maybe someone will be Metalfel, the Ismail, the knife, the baby, right? Harvey Trutzim B'Dover, that's not the issue. One of the Mahalchim the Rishonim say is, they say, Megillah, everyone is Torah with Megillah, and someone's going to forget and carry. But Mila, most people aren't Torah. This Pliny that has to make a Bris Mila. There's no chashash he'll carry. Someone will remind him. Lefisa Chiddush God, Gans Klai Yisrael already land on Friday. This Bar Mitzvah Bachar couldn't land on Friday. He was a Kotam. He should land on Shabbos. He's a Yochid. He's an Egan of Bris Mila over here. Let him land. He won't have the chashash of Zerah the Rabbah. To say as a Chiddush. Abyssal on the Megillah itself. If you do the Gra has different Pirushim on the Megillah. And he, among, he has Pshat, Remesh, Rus, and Soy. Pashat in Pshat, he says how the Hashkocha Protis was here. Achashveirosh wanted to make a Kisei similar to Shlomo HaMelech. And he spent years preparing it. And he did it in Shushan, because that's where the workers and it was available to do. And he was planning to transfer it afterwards to the Makam of the Malchus. And it didn't work out. They weren't able to transfer it. So it's Vayom Mahem Kesheves HaMelech HaChashverosh Al Kisei Malchusoy Asher B'Shushan Avira. He needed to sit on this Kisei. This was a Meridika Kisei. He wanted to make similar to Shlomo HaMelech's Kisei. And then it wasn't transferable. Right? There was all kind of Meridika technological things on it. I saw Prime Kineski write. It says there was two mermaids on the top that he would, Shlomo HaMelech would tell them and they would bring things. He says it was a telephone. It was a technology. But this Kisei was in Shushan. And what is Siyata Deshmaya? Punkt Mordechai is in Shushan. Everything works out. Azoi. The Abish feared it like that. We have to know just a little bit what's going on over here historically. We're talking a few minutes. We're talking about the Tkufa of Soif Golus Babel. We know that Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Babel, was the one that started the Golus. His son, Evel Meroidach, took over. And then his son, Evel Meroidach's son, Pashtas Balshetzar. Balshetzar sees the writing on the wall. I hope you know the story. And he made a toyus. He thought that the Shivim Shan is over, so he took out the Klei HaMikdash, and it was a mistake. And that day, that night, after he got this message from the handwriting on the wall, there's a takeover from Paras and Madai, two gangsters over here, Daryovash and Kairish. One is a Parsi, one is a Madai. That's what it says. Madai or Paras, the Zaman, yeah? They come in, they kill Balshetzar, whose little daughter Vashti is sitting on his lap, and this guy Kairish takes the little girl Vashti for his son, Achashverosh. Achashverosh marries Vashti. He wants to make put together Malchus Bavel together with Malchus Modi and Paras. Achashverosh, we know, is the son of Kairish. The Kairish is the one that originally gave permission to start rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking mamash the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. And then there was a ksav sitna. The Bnei Haman sent a very vicious, slandering letter against the Yidden, and it gets stopped. And who eventually, years later, ends up letting the Beis HaMikdash get rebuilt? Daryavash Hasheni, who is the son of Esther and Achashverosh, right? We're not going to go like the Medrash that Esther never went in and she sent in a shade. It looked like her. Let's assume, Taka, that this little child, he's like 7, 8 years old. He's the king that eventually lets. He's Jewish. He's the son of Esther. I saw Merdi Kiddush in the Malbim. There's a pasuk in Nehemiah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah brings it. When Nehemiah goes in, Ezra, and Nehemiah is really the one piling politically by the king to be able to restart what's going on in Beis HaMikdash. He walks into the king. This is this little kid, Daryavash ben Esther Vachashverosh, and the pasuk says Vashegal Yosheves Etzloi, which the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says Machlokes in the Gemara. Does Shegal mean a dog? That he had, that's the Gemara's raya, that he was hichmet, that he wasn't such a gevaldik tzaddik. Rosh Hashanah Tavlid. Hashegel means a dog, or it means the queen. And the Gemara brings, no, it's the queen, but Kishegel. The Malbim says, no, Shegel means the queen, not his wife. His mother, Esther, she's there, she's piling. Nehemiah goes into this little kid, and she's piling. Hashegel Yeshevas Esley means the king's mother, the mother queen, the Esther, who's that's when this story is taking place. So it's interesting. When did the story of Balshetzar happen? That he took out the Klei HaMikdash? Like all the stories happened. Purim happened on Pesach. Everything happened on Pesach. So this story also happened on Pesach. The takeover, the coup that the Kairish and Daryavish take over the Malchus is Lel Pesach. So it's very interesting. I saw Marduk Pshat from the Rebbeinu Snaibishitz. Listen to this. He's talking to the Yoidei Ha'itim. The Chazal that know about the calendar. What's so important, the calendar? Again, if you know the story, this is 9 years before the Nes of Purim happens on Pesach. 9 years later. This is the party in the beginning, a few years earlier. Achashverosh tells Vashti, he wants to show that he's in charge. And, right, you know the story. So she originally says, Ich kenish kumen, I have Yortzeit. Tata Balshet says Yortzeit. Teslav Nisan. Why? Make a chesed, when does King start a party? B'shnas Sholosh L'Malchusi. When does Malchi Umas Ha'olam start? Aleph Tishrei. 180 days, 7 days, this, work out the Cheshvan, punkt, I'm telling you. It's Tesvav Nisan. So she says, I'm not coming, your site. So that's a good excuse. Comes Achashverosh, she calls the calendar people. No, it's Tzvei Adars that year. It was Purim. No your site. Then he would have killed her. Like the Shakl of Atari was. Vashti is saying, I have your site from Tata Balshetzar, I'm not coming. So he goes to the Chachamim Yoidei Ha'itim and he says no. He says no. It's Purim. They say 9 years earlier. This part of the story is also taking place on Purim. Fakir, the Iker story of Purim happens on Pesach. I'm going to go till 3 o'clock. There shouldn't be a metric toast for anyone, whoever wants to go. Purim is a very Heilig Tag. Yom Kippurim, mi nitla b'mi. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. The Gemara says in Yuma, Hasatan is Gematria 364. Because there's one day that there's no Satan, the Yom Kippur. Frektzach Hakasha. Hasatan is Gematria 364. What's Hasatan? Satan. Hasatan. There's a few other days that are also mixed as Kamo Yom Kippur. As Emes is the Bir Agro in Hilchas Sukkah says, those are the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Or Belin Yonenu, it's your Aleph your days, you give me your Aleph is for. There's 5 days of Purim. Ha Satan. Because there's one day that the Satan is not Mekatrig. It's going on these days that are like Yom Kippur. And to say that we say, Yom Kippur is a Yom of Slicha u'mechila, but we first have to be Meratzes Chaveiroi. On Purim we get to such a darga of Achdus that it's even higher than that, Pinigeya, how we can become Mu'uchadim, side between ourselves and side with the B'Shefer. It's brought down also though, it says in the Megillah, it says in the Mishnah in Anfang, Megillah Nikras Yad Aleph Yad Beis Yad Gimel Yad Aleph Hesvav, Loi pachas v'loi yoyse. Loi pachas v'loi yoyse. There's a remez nifla to the Shem Hashem. We spoke in the beginning how the tikkun of Melchemes HaMolech is really to be misakin the Shem of Hashem. The Shem of Hashem we know is Yud Kei Vov Kei, which is Gematria 26. Or there's a Shem Nistar of Adnos, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 65. Both together, when you spell them out together, and the way you spell it out together is taka. It's first the Yud, and then the Aleph, then a hey, and then the dalet, being an eight-letter word, which actually the first letter is yud, the yud of yud kevav ke, and the last letter is the yud of aleph dalet nun and yud, and that's why in a printed siddur, the name of Hashem is always written as yud yud. It's not yud yud. It's yud yud yud. This way of writing the Shem Hashem of yud kevav ke with atlas, yud yud. It even has a shvo on the first yud for the way the yud is written in the Shem Avaya and the comments on the for the by the Shem Adnos. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. The Shem Adnos is 65. Tzazamin, it's 91. Malach, Omein, Sukkah. Megillah Nikras, Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Aleph Tes Vav. Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Aleph Tes Vav is 65. Megillah is laid only on the days that is really benister. Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tes Vav. Like Tachas V'lo Yoyser. Tachas is Yud. Yoyser is Tezayin, 26. That's not. No. The Giloy of Megillah is on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Aleph Tes Vav, on the days of Nistar, not on the days of Nigla. Speak out an interesting story. They say over that, this is how I saw it brought down, that the Goyne Varsha came once to the Enochel of the Goyne. And they asked him, what was so miyuchad on the Goyim? There was a lot of gedolim. Everyone's talking about the Goyim, the Vilna, something bezunder. What's the given in the Zayde, bezunder? So he said, I'll tell you. He said, they once asked the Goyim when he was a kleine kind, a meridik akash, and he said a teretz afanach. He was a little kid. The question was, why in Megillah does it say, Megillah nikras yad aleph yad beis yad gimel yad aleph tes vav, like pachas v'lo yoser? And the Mishnah in Shabbos, daf kuf lamed vav, it says a tina, it could be nimel, on ches yomim, on a regular day, or tes, if it's ben ashmoshes. Or Yud, if it's Erev Yontif. The Lashon of the Mishnah is Tinek Nimel, Ches Tes Yud Yud Aleph Yud Beis. He says, how come over there doesn't say that Pachas Vol Yoyser? This is what they asked the Goyim. And the Goyim right away said a Teretz, Vos Vos Ob Daich. So the Goyim Yivarsha sat for 3 days and for 3 nights, and they were Machadish 26 different Trutzim, and they were Ma'ah, Tutzach Amais. And then he came, Vos Ob Zeid, the Goyim Gezog. He said, the Goyim had Gezog, that's Dorten and Mishnah Oich is steak like Pachas Vol Yoyser. But that's it. You don't fall into a trap like that. Over there also the Mishnah says like Pachas Vol Yoyser. But that's a Bucky. It's very important to know. The Gemara says in Megillah, "Ha koirei es a Megillah lemafreya lo yotza." Ha koirei es a Megillah lemafreya lo yotza. They say over. A vart from the Baal Shem Tov. A person has to know. The Megillah is not some story. You don't read it lemafreya Stam Amolis Gewen. You have to realize why it's relevant for us and what it has an effect for us today. If you read it Stam Lemafreya Loyota, then you missed the boat and you didn't get it. And Bemis it's a Marud Gazak, that's the last pasuk. The last pasuk the Megillah says, Haloy Heim Ksuvim Al Sefer Divrei Hayom Malchim Odi Uporas. So I heard once a pshat, Chaskel Abramsky says, he says, Willst Herren Geschichte? You want to hear history? You want to know historically what happened? There's other books. There's you can look up in the history books. Das nicht Geschichte. That's what's under. We have to realize that no, it's not that. It's coming to teach us. Someone asked me, what's the shaykhis of a metziah? And Yonah the Yoyma, you know, Rav Nochem HaFlek Dogen, and Yonah the Yoyma is the Yonah the Yoyma. So I don't know where the Oilam is holding. The Oilam is holding in different places, but first of all, on Daf Gimel, the sugya of Moed Mixas, Ki Hu Zeh, we spoke out. Who and Zeh. Who is Nistar, and Zeh is Nikla. Zeh is you pointing, Zeh. And who is the part you're hiding? When the pasuk says by Moide Mitzvahs, Asher Yoimar Ki Hu Zeh, that's the pshat. He's Moide in part of it, and he's Kaifer in part of it. You need Kfira and Haidah. It's because there's the Hu part and the Zeh part. And that's what Esther's saying. Mi Hu Zeh Ve'ezah Hu. Achashverosh is saying that only Haman's the bad guy. She's pointing and saying, no, let's be Magala that Achashverosh Eichet. Whoever got to that hey is Chafer Bayer Shichin Umaris is the Gemara in Megillah of Haman and Achashverosh, the tail of Bar. Totally, if you learn like the Raya and the Sugi and the Chafer Bayer. Reichav Manig, I don't want to get involved because I still didn't figure out exactly what Manig is. Pashtus Manig is standing behind the animal. It's not like the way the pictures, but Reichav Manig is the Sugi of Haman and Achashverosh. Of course, if you got the Elam Tzias and you have the Machrayza Shel Dogen, but you have the Gemara says, Ovid Inish the Mishane the Milayu, the Mesechta Upuria. What does it mean? Rashi says it means the opinion of Tznis. The Marsha says over there, it means you can on Purim. I don't know what he says, right? You can prove a drunk even if you didn't get to the Adla Yada. You're allowed to be Mishane. You're allowed to be Mishane. The Masach Chazak. There's another chapter. Ramah says, "Just go to sleep." That's also Purim. You can be Mekayim. You can Mekayim Adla Yoda with Puraya. You can Mekayim Adla Geshlofim. They say over that the Chazanish once came for a farher in the cheder in Tel Aviv, and he farhered the kinder on Baba Metzia. So he asked them what they're learning, and he said they're learning Eilam Metzias. He asked him to go to Eilam Metzias. So he says, he asked the Kindlech, do you know the sugya of Machrois the Sheldogim? So they said, yeah. So he said, no. On that same honor, the Gemara says, you're supposed to be Mishane. You're not supposed to say the Mesechta. I'm preparing you on that honor. They stuck the sugya for Machrois the Sheldogim? Yeah. No. That's the bottom of the homage. They didn't stop it. Nishtazai. Oh, but there was another Makis, a Murad Kazakh. He used to ask the Kindlech, Eilu Metzias Shaloi. Eilu Metzias Shaloi, the Eilu Chayiv Lahachris. Which one would you rather find? Which Metziah would you rather find? Eilu Metzias Shaloi or an Eilu Metzias Chayiv Lahachris? Chacham Lev Yigach Mitzvahs? Or you want to chapa mitzvah. They say, oh, but someone told him. He said he wants to find the Eilu Chayiv Lahachris because he feels bad for Yene. That suffering doesn't have mitzvah. That he was mispofa. That already he was mispofa. Hi. So the Ramah says the Yesharim the Ain Sarach the Shtaker Kol Kachel Yishta Yosim Elimudai the Yishon Yishta Yosim Elimudai. Depends how much you learned this man. Yosim Elimudai. The Sharik Shuva in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tafrei Shtadi Hey Afanarot over there brings that Kosev B'Sefer Amudei Shemayim B'Shem Aviv Shal Yenoig B'Mei Bachrusei L'Kayim Asamemar Kepshutoi. But he says, Mishu Cholish Betivoy, Ve'ena Yochalish Tes Yoshim Yidai, is allowed to be Makel, V'Raya L'Dover Rivo. Doesn't say what it means there in the print in the Mishnah Berurah. V'Raya L'Dover Rivo. So I saw it means, V'Raya L'Dover Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi. Why? How's it going? The Rishalmi says in Nedorah, in Shabbos Perakres, and it's also come out the same thing in the Gemara, in Nedorah, Daf Mem Tes, that Ahumat Runisa once saw Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi, and she told him, Moiri V'Ravi, you're paskening, Moiri, you're paskening Halacha V'Ravi, and you're drunk. Ibaisis had a very red-faced look that looked like he was drunk. She said, Moiri V'Ravi, you're paskening, even though you... Omar Lo, he told her, Himnusa B'Yadah, he swore to her, I only taste from Kiddush and Havdol and Arba Koisis, and just from that, till Shavuos I suffer. So I'm not drunk. So why do I look like I'm all red-faced like that? Because Chachmas Adam Torah upon him. That was the Shakla Vitaria of the Yerushalmi Shabbos, the morning of the morning. Again, she asked him, you look drunk. He says, "Are you? What are you talking? Arba Koisis and that's it, till Shavuos I'm suffering. What's with Purim? He didn't mention Purim. Is Raya L'Dava, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi? The advice is he didn't get drunk on Purim. He said he suffers from Kiddush Avdol and Arba Koisis. And that lasts until Shavuos. Wasn't it Purim? But I heard no. Pumfaket. It says he used to drink Arba Koisis and he would suffer till Shavuos. What's a Shavuos? Shavuos is already Matan Torah. Matan Torah is. Purim is the Spitz Matan Torah. If the Dalet Koisis he was able to recuperate from Shavuos is Purim, which is Minei Ubei, Purim Avada doesn't need the what's it called? So you can taka do the Adlayada. One last Nakuda. It's a very important day. They want to know when the Chai called the Poshet Yad Noisim Lemitzad the Bashefer. When it is? Is it on Friday? Is it on Shabbos? Is it on Sunday? Called the Poshet Yad Noisim Le. You have 72 hours Chaf Darayim. Hagam. I don't want to mention it. Duchsach in the Rambam in the Dokim for a Mishulish. The Rambam Shita is, I'll say B'Ktzorah, the Rambam Shita is, I have three Rambams. The Rambam, the Rambam, everything is Friday. The Seis, again, Mishloach Manas and Suda on Sunday, Mikra Megill on Friday, Kriya Sotera on Shabbos, Al Nisam on Shabbos, right? Kreplach is Shaila. The Rambam says that on Shabbos, you're supposed to make a drosha. Because if not, how else are we going to know it's Purim? What do you mean? Al Nisim and Kriyas HaTorah. His vice I see didn't have Al Nisim and Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. He had it on Friday. The Rambam and Hilchas Tefillah talks about Chanukah Shechal Shabbos, Al Nisim on Shabbos. Purim. Birchas HaMazon, the third Rambam. Al Nisim on Shabbos Chanukah. What's with Shabbos Purim? Nidok and Shabbos Purim. The Rambam didn't have it. The Rambam didn't have it. But Akuponim, we have Kalaposhet Yad Noisim, we have this concept. It says in the Pasuk, Uma Bakosha Seich Oid Viseyas. I heard a very interesting Nakuda. Vahoya Terem Yikrov Ani Eane, Oid Hei Medabram Ani Eshma. It's a Pasuk. I heard something about the Kipshat. Vahoya Terem Yikrov Ani Eane, Oid hei medavrim ani eshma. Shatazeh. You want to ask the Bashefa for something. Terem yikro, if it's something you really need. If it's something you really need. Terem yikro, vani ene. The Eberster will give it to you. If you need it, he'll give it to you. Oid hei medavrim. You're asking for extra? Ani eshma. Yeah, I hear. Okay. Nochma. It's important. V'hoya terem yikro, vani ene. If it's talking what you need, the Abishah says, I'm going to answer you before you ask for it. Oy de medavrim. You're asking for extra zach and moisture things you don't need. On Purim, his Mishnah says, Uma bakosha seich oid. V'seis. On Purim is anish. Purim is even the ma bakosha seich oid. Kach shamati from an odd mongol. So what's the pshat? Because Purim is so special that you can ask for the v'oid? No. Because on Purim, when you come to the hakor of the Adol Yod, you come to the Riftiga Hakorah, what your v'oid is taka, your in Nitzrochus. You come to the Riftiga Hakorah, that what the, your v'oid are taka, ma bakosha seich oid v'seis. We should all be zayin.